Welcome to Storytime with the Muskingum County Library System. My name is Rob, and I will be reading two books about art today. The Dot by Peter Reynolds, which is a book about a girl who discovers her artistic talent, and The Day the Crayons Came Home by Oliver Jeffers, about a boy and his misplaced crayons. Before we get started, I would like to invite all of our friends, both tall and small, to join us for the story. We love when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be more attentive with you there as a role model. Storytime is a special time to spend with your child. Both of you are learning together, having fun, and bonding. When you read together at home, be sure to ask your child questions before, during, and after. This is a proven strategy for building comprehension. And now we will turn to our first book, which is The Dot by Peter Reynolds. Art class was over, but Vashti sat glued to her chair. Her paper was empty. Vashti's teachers leaned over the blank paper. "Ah, a polar bear in a snowstorm," she said. "Very funny," said Vashti. "I just can't draw." Her teacher smiled. "Just make a mark and see where it takes you." Vashti grabbed a marker and gave the paper a good strong jab. There! Her teacher picked up the paper and studied it carefully. She pushed the paper toward Vashti and quietly said, "Now sign it." Vashti thought for a moment. "Well, maybe I can't draw, but I can sign my name." The next week, when Vashti walked into art class, she was surprised to see what was hanging above her teacher's desk. It was the little dot she had drawn, her dot, all framed in swirly gold. "Huh, I can make a better dot than that." She opened her never-before-used set of watercolors and set to work. Vashti painted and painted. A red dot, a purple dot, a yellow dot, a blue dot. The blue mixed with the yellow, she discovered that she could make a green dot. Vashti kept experimenting. Lots of little dots in many colors. "If I can make little dots, I can make big dots too." Vashti splashed her colors with a bigger brush on bigger paper to make bigger dots. Vashti even made a dot by not painting a dot. At the school art show, a few weeks later, Vashti's many dots made quite a splash. Vashti noticed a little boy gazing up at her. "You're really a great artist. I wish I could draw," he said. "I bet you can," said Vashti.
"Me? Oh, no, not me. I can't even draw a straight line with a ruler."
Vashti smiled. She handed the boy a blank sheet of paper. "Show me." The boy's pencil shook as he drew his line. Vashti stared at the boy's squiggle. And then she said, "Please, sign it." Well, the end. That was quite a story, wasn't it? Vashti turned out to be a pretty darn good artist. What do you like to draw? Do you have a favorite color? Speaking of colors, our next book is about a boy whose crayons write postcards to him. It's called The Day the Crayons Came Home, and it's written by Oliver Jeffers. One day, Duncan and his crayons were happily coloring together when a strange stack of postcards arrived for him in the mail. "Dear Duncan, not sure if you remember me. My name is Maroon Crayon. You only colored with me once to draw a scab, but whatever. Anyway, you lost me 2 years ago in the couch. Then your dad sat on me and broke me in half. I never would have survived had Paperclip not nursed me back to health. Well, I'm finally better, so come get me. And can Paperclip come too? He's really holding me together. Sincerely, your marooned crayon. Maroon crayon.
Dear Duncan, no one likes peas. No one even likes the color pea green. So I'm changing my name and running away to see the world. Sincerely, Esteban, the Magnificent. The crayon formerly known as pea green.
It's me, Neon Red Crayon. Remember that great vacation we had with your family? Remember how we laughed when we drew a picture of your dad's sunburn? Oh, remember dropping me by the hotel pool when you left? Well, clearly you do not, because I'm still here. How could you miss me? Anyway, after 8 months waiting for you to come get me, I guess I'm walking back. Your left-behind friend, Neon Red Crayon.
Duncan! It's us, Yellow!
And Orange!
We know we used to argue over which of us was the color of the sun, but guess what? Neither of us wants to be the color of the sun anymore. Not since we were left outside and the sun melted us...
Together!
You know the real color of the sun,
Hot!
That's what. Oh, we're sorry for arguing. You can make green the sun for all we care. Just bring us home. Your not-so-sunny friends, Yellow...
And Orange!
Hey, Duncan, I'm sure you don't recognize me. After the horrors I've been through, I think I was a tan crayon? Or maybe burnt sienna? I don't know. I can't tell anymore. Have you ever been eaten by a dog and puked up on the living room rug? Because I have. I have been eaten by a dog and puked up on the rug, Duncan. And it's not pretty. Not pretty at all. I'm more carpet fuzz than crayon now. Can you please bring me back your undigestible friend, Tan? Or possibly burnt sienna crayon.
Dearest Duncan, could you please open the front door? I still need to see the world. Sincerely, Esteban, the Magnificent.
Hey, Duncan, remember last Halloween we told your little brother there was a ghost under the basement stairs? And then we drew that scary stuff on the wall? Sure was funny when we ran screaming, right? But it wasn't so funny when you forgot to take me out of the basement. Please come get me. I'm kind of terribly horrified. Your scared friend, glow-in-the-dark crayon.
Dear Duncan, looks like I'm almost home. Been through China, Canada, and France, I think. Just crossing New Jersey by camel now. New Jersey has giant pyramids, right? Well, see you soon. Neon Red Crayon. P.S. Next stop, the North Pole, I think.
Duncan, does page 8 of Pirate Island ring a bell?
Kind of a big payday for Captain Greenbeard there, don't you think? And no bronze or silver in that pile, huh? I told you, it'd make me blunt if you colored each coin individually. But would you listen? No. I also told you those stupid crayon sharpeners never work. But did you listen to that? Also, no. Now I can't color anything at all. Your pointless friend... Gold Crayon.
Dear Duncan, I've seen the world. It's rainy. I'm coming back. Esteban, the Magnificent.
Hi, Duncan. You probably are wondering why my head is stuck to your sock. A question I ask myself every day. Well, it's because last week you left me in your pocket and I ended up in the dryer. I landed on your sock, and now he's stuck to my head. Can you please come get me? Also, why does everything you wear still smell after it's been washed? Your stinky, socky, stucky, on-head buddy, Turquoise Crayon. P.S. Sock says hi.
Dear Mr. Duncan, I know I'm not your crayon. I know I belong to your baby brother, but I can't take him anymore. In the last week alone, he's bitten the top off my head, put me in the cat's nose, drawn on the wall, and tried to color garbage with me. The worst part is, he is a terrible artist. I can't tell what his drawings are. Donkeys? Monkeys? Donkey monkeys? Picasso said every child is an artist. But I don't know. I don't think he ever met your brother. Please rescue me. Your desperate friend, Big Chunky Toddler Crayon.
Duncan, greetings from the Amazon rainforest. Making great time. I think I'm almost home. Neon Red Crayon.
Well, Duncan was sad to learn of all the crayons he'd lost, forgotten, broken, or neglected over the years. So he ran around gathering them up. But Duncan's crayons were all so damaged and differently shaped than they used to be that they no longer fit in the crayon box. So Duncan had an idea. He built a place where each crayon would always feel at home. And then there's a picture of a big crayon box that Duncan had created for his crayons. And that's a really nice story. That's the end. And that was The Day the Crayons Came Home by Oliver Jeffers. Now, you can visit your library online at muskingumlibrary.org to check these books out using the Libby app. We have tons of great digital resources that you can check out there while you're there. They're both really fun books, and they have some amazing pictures. Well, we'd like to thank you for joining us for story time. Now, be sure to join us on 1240 AM or 102.3 FM, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m., or on 103.7 FM at 8 p.m. for more fun story times. Also, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We have even more great programs and information on there. And I'll soon be doing a post on children's art, and we would love you to share your children's masterpieces with us. Thank you again, and we hope to see all of you very, very soon.